front, and the pitch scale is falling off, but the needle is in the center.
That goes about, for my gravity gradient, if you're looking at the LCR, you I'd say it's about 3 degrees dip down, 4 degrees dip down.
Okay, we copy that.
Oh, wait a minute, you want me to get the hurry, copy that? Good.
And while you're playing around the LRV there, how about the hold amp switch to amps?
Okay, I did that. It's all, they're low.
Okay, fine.
Sure. Okay, fine.
Okay, we were pointed at it. Charlie, it'd be hard to do this way.
Hey, we've got a picture.
Hey, Tony, that thing's a piece. Yeah, that thing's a piece of cake for aligning it 270.
Okay, that's good news.
Okay, starting with the 500, I'm going to mid position on the coolant. Tony, you can see the rays of South Ray come out across the landscape, albedo-wise, and it's really predominant. They cross right across the write-up survey, and it's definitely ray pattern that we were crossing. Okay, 500 a stubby, 15. That's not worth 15 pictures, Tony.
And John, before you start sampling there, can you give us a general impression of the rock type?
And it looks to me like this rock pile that we're standing in is about the same type of rock. As you can see, they're angular. Let me go over here and look at this big one. I think they're right throbble. They're very, they have a very shocked appearance. There's a boulder we could turn over, Charlie. That's what I was saying. The big one, right behind us. Trouble is I don't want to push it into the rover. Okay, Tony, I'm taking some 500 of South Ray. I can see into the rim on the inner wall on the south side, and that the characteristics of the thing is got black streaks and white streaks coming out of the wall right over the rim, which says to me there's two types of rocks down there.
That's right, Charlie. That's what it says. And that's why that's why your dark streaks show up on your photograph. It's not that thing wasn't throwing out blocks in every which direction. That dark streak right down through the middle of your photograph is probably, it looks as dark as in the area, it's probably dark material from South Ray.
Stubby is a very subdued old crater. It's not worth 15 pictures, really. It's not much to it. No
rock
at all. I see some secondaries in the inner flank.
It doesn't look much different than the subdued craters that we just come across.
I just got to get a picture with the 500 of the old Orion sitting out there. Just spectacular. Okay, I'm going to take a couple of North Ray, Tony.
Most of these rocks have a whitish cast to them, Houston, but...
Okay, Tony, I'm up to frame count 90. on the magazine Lima.
Okay.
Wow, what a place. What a view, isn't it, John?
It's absolutely unreal.
We hardly come up here, Tony. It's just spectacular. I have never seen it. All I can say is spectacular, and I know y'all are sick of that word, but that my vocabulary is so limited.
Our diner speaker is down here.
The description is... Can you guys see how really spectacular the view is?
We sure can.
Hey, yeah, where's the big eye? There he comes.
We're looking at that.
Look up slope, Tony. Okay, look on upslope and you see all this rock field that we're in here. Okay, anyway, I'll put the rakes. Rakes coming next, John.
Okay, I'm just going to get this one sample.
Okay, go ahead. Then we need a pen. That's after penetration. Then I got to get the... guess what's coming up. I almost picked this thing off the ground. That thing doesn't look like it's too stable.
What's that?
It's back wheels off the ground.
The rover.
The right rear wheel is off the ground. I think we need to dust the TV lens. It's pretty dusty.
Yeah, Charlie, if you get a chance, we would like a dusty
lens brush. Yeah, it looks really dusty, Tony. Just a minute.
Okay, these blocks we see lying around the surface, are most of them from South Ray?
I don't know. Boy, I'm telling you, Tony, up these, I just came up about a 20-degree slope, and it is really loosely compacted here. Stand by, I'm going to swing the big eye around. I can't dust with unless I do that.
Okay, Houston, I've got a hard rock. I think it's glass coated, but it's so dust covered I can't tell. And it's going in bag 394.
Okay, 394.
The block population here, okay, you're all dusted.
Thank you much, Charlie.
Houston, the block population here in this immediate area is, 60 to 70%, with the biggest one being right in our little crater here that's a meter or so. They're all very angular. And, but the majority, the prime size, the majority of them are less than, less than 30 centimeters or so. So there's a good proportion, 50.
They put this in your bag, Charlie.
Okay, coming around. Gotta get the rake. Most of them are dust covered, Tony. Well, not most of them. In fact, most of them are not dust covered. The one I'm just kicking, the ones around I've kicked up.
What's the rig?
Yeah, okay.
Shovel.
Okay.
No, we don't need the shovel. You want to use that thing or you want me to use the rake?
Let me rake this time and then I'll get on with the penetrometer, okay?
Okay, fine.
Okay, you want to, where you want to go?
There's a place right up here, John. It looks like it's a good... Hey, let's not go too far.
I'm not. It's pretty steep. If you jackrabbit it up, then it's pretty easy to do. There's a place right here. It's got a lot of good ones. You look great, babe. Let me get up front. My 11 footer. Man. Okay, got it. And let me get a locator from up here, too. That's going to be in focus. I'll just. Okay, won't change the distance. Okay, Tony, underneath this reg lift up here, we still got the same deal. Top centimeter or so is
belly rake.
I'm sorry.
Okay, most of these rocks are white glass. Glass coated too, a little glass coated on some of them. There's 12 or 13 in that first scoop, and there's they're mostly white glass rocks. This here comes one that's got a lot of glass on it, John. Be enough.
Okay, we copy that. I think you're getting breaches there then.
Okay.
Well, we're not sure because they're dust coated too, and there's glass on them. They could be just shocked rock.
Okay,
that's the one in the back, 335. I don't get that.
Okay, 335.
Myself. I don't either. But it's just impression.